This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Now, you knew that was going to be too easy. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. That's too easy. Yeah, just know nothing. Act like you know everything. Get involved in the conversation. And they'll make fun of all of us. God bless. Right? That's simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. And you shouldn't be part of the problem. It really isn't that hard to keep up. I'm talking to a well-informed, very smart man today. And it was amazing how much information he was unaware of. That he didn't know that was out there for us to glean from or what has already been happening. Like here in California, there are so many what I would consider people who are well-informed are not well-informed at all. Right? They don't have the information you would think that they need. It's that simple. All right, we'll do some quick shorties. Turning Point USA, you know, and I'm going to say that it's about time these people start taking some of the larger, quote-unquote, news sources to task on what they're saying. Right? Turning Point USA issues a cease and desist order to ABC News over to the defamatory statements on The View. They do it all the time. They don't see any problem with it, you know? It's just amazing. Now, Turning Point USA issued a scathing cease and desist letter to ABC News on Tuesday. They called a Disney-owned company to retract a defamatory statement made earlier in the week on The View. And I think they should. I think it should be held big-time accountable. Now, the false statement of fact intentionally made during The View's July 25th segment, they were harmful to TPUSA's reputation. They brought the organization and student affiliates into a disrepute with the public. Now, a local news source obtained a letter addressed to ABC News, the New York Bureau. It was also addressed to their chief counsel and their lawyer. It accuses the View of making false derogatory and defamatory statements about a student action summit. Yeah, it's amazing. Anything that they don't agree with, whether they know it or don't know it, been to it, hadn't been to it, anything that they don't agree with is bad, should be stopped. I mean, these people, they're true communists in the true sense of the word. The truest sense of the word, if you would. And you can't let this stuff go on. You can't let them keep getting away with these things. On the Monday daytime GabFest, they kicked off its program discussing TPUSA Student Action Summit that occurred last weekend in Tampa. The co-host mocked the elaborate event for taking a page from WWE simply because of the special effects and inaccurately reported the event out. See, I think they should be held, come on, guys, they should be held accountable for that stuff, shouldn't they? We would be. They'd be all over us like white on rice. Now, on Monday, the daytime GabFest kicked off its program with discussing TPUSA Student Action Summit. The co-host mocked the elaborate event. Right? The special effects made the great. They did the same thing as the Dem events, which I find interesting. They said neo-Nazis were out there in front of the conference with anti-Semitic slurs, and you know the Nazi swastika. And a picture of a so-called Jewish person, so-called, but we couldn't trace his mother's heritage, with exaggerated features just like the Goebbels did during the Third Reich. It's the same thing right out of the same playbook, Bear said. Now, she said that the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, did nothing, but failed to mention the Republican governor attended the event the day before. Later on the program, The View read an on-air legal disclaimer to inform viewers that the Turning Point USA condemned the neo-Nazi protesters who had nothing to do with the organization, but they couldn't say that on their own, right? They had to be forced to do it. I wonder why that was. But you let them in. You knew they were there, Whoopi Goldberg inaccurately said. Well, can we stop saying it was inaccurate? It was a mystery. No, it's a lie. It's a lie. They know it's a lie. They don't do their homework. They know how many people they affect, and they don't care. Right? And then again, they were forced to read the disclaimer to explain that the neo-Nazis were outside protesters and that TPUSA did not let them in. But they have to go there because these guys keep lying about the situation. Now, the on-air disclaimers, they didn't satisfy TPUSA. Their in-house counsel, Veronica Patterson, she penned the skating cease and desist. Now, the View host intentionally and falsely associated TPUSA with the neo-Nazi protesters and the outside event, placing TPUSA in a denigrating and false light, negatively impacting the public perception. It's not going to stop soon. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and
exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really, you know, again, I've been on this mantra, if you would, about you guys, right? Being part of, getting informed. And, you know, I got to tell you something. I mean, some of you have taken it to heart and you're making changes, which I so much appreciate, more than you know. And some of you don't seem to give a darn, one way or the other. Not a big deal to you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. It's really that simple for me. Just be part of. All right. I'm sorry. Just got a whole bunch of stuff happening in front of my face. We were talking about how the TPUSA has issued a cease and desist order to The View. Right? Disney owned The View. They just don't care about anything. They're really terrible people, nasty people. The View host insidiously and, you know, just nonchalantly stated that TPUSA led neo-Nazis into its program or event, you know, metaphorically embracing them, and that the neo-Nazis were in a mix of people. Now, the assertion that TPUSA is complicit or affiliated in any way, right? The neo-Nazi protesters outside the event, it's just outlandish. As a matter of fact, it's not true. It's just a flat-out lie. They knew it was a lie when they said it. If you saw the videos, you knew it was a lie when they said it. They did not want them there by any stretch of the imagination. Even after Ms. Hayes reluctantly read the TPUSA statement that it condemns the group of neo-Nazis and that the group had nothing to do with TPUSA, its event, its students, anything to do with them, Ms. Goldberg, she continued a false tirade against TPUSA. She asserted that somehow the organization and its attendees were complicit or associated with the outside protest. Peterson then added, to be abundantly clear, TPUSA aggressively and completely condemns the ideologies of neo-Nazism and has a zero connection with the protesters outside the event. Right? The protesters were on public property, not like you could throw them out. And I love the fact they have, what's her name, Anna Navarro there as the Republican. Right? She sure as heck's not a conservative Republican. I just find that interesting. Yes, we're nonpartisan. We have Republican on here. Right. Oh, God. The letter explained that TPUSA is a tax on public charity under Internal Revenue Code Section 501c3, and it's not affiliated with the GOP. In cases where the communication is out of the nature, the court can presume as a matter of law that the communication will tend to degrade or disgrace the party defamed. Ooh. I like this. TPUSA may end up with a lot of money. Seriously. Now, retract the defamatory statements. Issue a public statement of apology. And correct all your false statements. The letter gave ABC News a deadline of July 27th, the retraction and the apology. If they don't comply, TPUSA is prepared to promptly take all steps necessary to protect its rights. Maybe they'll get a couple hundred million dollars. What do you think? Seriously speaking. They're going to seek monetary and non-monetary damages. They're going to try to recoup their attorney fees, which they should do anyway. Don't you think? This is a lot of fun. Right? Now, Media Research Center Associate Nicole Fondacaro captured the segment in the series of... I mean, these people are bad. I don't know any other way to put it. You guys want to hear this? It's pretty disgusting. They are pretty disgusting people. They don't care who they hurt either. That's the sad part about it. They really don't care who they hurt.
DeSantis could take his place, and that's just as bad. I mean, there was this turning point conference with all the smoke. What are they, smoking something down there? Or it's like, whatever. Anyway, they were out there. Neo-Nazis were in the front of turn out there in front of the conference with anti-Semitic slurs. And, you know, the Nazi swastika and a picture of a so-called Jewish person with exaggerated features, just like Goebbels did in the Hitler during the Third Reich. It's the same thing, right out of that same playbook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and DeSantis did not say anything about it. Nothing. So it's his sort of his rendition of good people on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Same idea. So why trade a headache for an upset stomach? Because that's what's going to happen if they get rid of Trump and put him in. It's the same thing.
I do like that. Why trade a headache for an upset stomach?
That's just amazing, isn't it? I mean, seriously, it's just amazing to me. And where are they? With all the anti-Semitism on college campuses, where's she been? Where's Joy Behar been during all of that? See, when the Dems do it, it's not a big deal. Can we just be honest about it? It's true. When the Dems do it, it's not a big deal. As a matter of fact, there are times where they claim, some people have claimed that they've done it, and I go, I didn't hear any of that. And I listened to the whole video, and I didn't hear any of that. But they don't care. Again, it goes back to, they're not interested in the truth. They're interested in the sensationalism. They're trying to sell, do you want to call it a show? They're trying to sell the show. And they're not having a whole bunch of hair. Let's do another one for giggles.
Oh. I've got a legal note. The conservative group.
Honey normally does this, but.
I know.
Yes.
This is our knockoff lawyer.
Okay.
The conservative group, Turning Point USA, has condemned the group of neo-Nazis and said they have nothing to do with the organization.
Yeah, but where was DeSantis, is what I want to know.
But you let them in.
President, open your
you let them in and you knew what they were.
Right.
So you are complicit. We'll be right back.
They didn't let anybody in. She's lying, and she knows she's lying. This is nothing new for these people. She knows she's lying. But we keep letting them get away with it, right? Now, they went to break here, and then they had to come back, and they had to explain why they lied. How they were incorrect. Not lied. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Do not run.
That's the message from Democrats in New Hampshire to President Joe Biden. A new poll from the University of New Hampshire Survey Center released on Tuesday shows support for a Biden re-election bid among New Hampshire Democrats has nosedived from 74% last summer to 54%. Fox News contributor Joe Concha said the polling numbers for President Biden are irreversible.
We went from 81 million votes, the most of any presidential candidate in history, to less than one-third of the country supporting this president. When you dig deeper, it gets even worse.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates again this week. The Fed's policymaking arm opened a two-day meeting on Tuesday, while the central bank is expected to announce a 0.75% bump in rates on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOEY, 55732-5563. Chat room comment. Maybe after the elections, the View can get Liz Cheney on this rat show. I mean, this show. I find that interesting, too. Don't you wish? All right, so we're talking about the View, and how many times they've had an issue an apology to TPA, what is it, USA, right? Or TPUSA. And the reasoning behind it is they just keep lying on them. And it's blatant lies. They know what they're talking about. So before the break, we played a clip of Whoopi Goldberg basically saying that TPUSA allowed neo-Nazis inside the event. Now, you can clearly see that they were outside the event. They never went inside. But she claims they did. Take a listen. And the beauty is, she had to apologize. Got to be killing them.
I want to make a quick clarification about the neo-Nazis at the Turning Point event. They were outside protesters. My point was more metaphorical, that you embraced them at your thing.
No, it wasn't. You were excited about the fact it looked like they let them in on purpose, and do we throw them off the sidewalks now? Is that what you're suggesting?
I felt so. They were not in the building.
No, but you know what? Okay. You know what? If the so-called Antifa, who are anti-fascist, that's what Antifa stands for, would go there and
she just taught us a lesson in that way with that. They're Antifa. They're anti-fascist. No, they're not. Look at what they do. They're very fascist. They are the epitome of fascism.
Protest, then Antifa would get a bad reputation. That's why when I hear that Antifa is...
But let me just make sure that everybody... Because, you know, misunderstanding what people say is very big.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So we want to make sure you... I know they were not in the building, but they were in the mix of people at the thing.
You know how badly you gotta want to go protest.
You know what? She had to, and she probably would have a hard time doing it, but she had to twist her body into a pretzel-type contortion to try to even make that work. And she still didn't apologize. She still didn't rectify it. And here comes Anna Navarro, because she's the smartest person in the room.
Test as a neo-Nazi to go stand outside in Florida in the end of July.
Yeah,
I know.
But you want to talk about other
I hope
low
the little skinheads got very sunburned.
Yes, I'm sure they did.
You see what I mean? Right, guys, the skinheads this, the skinheads that, they don't care. They don't want to hear it. They're not interested in the truth. Never have been, really. It was just an afternoon yakety-yak show. Now, I don't care. It's a bunch of women, but, look at it. A bunch of women. Right? And talking about things. Now, they have some experts on there. Whoopi Goldberg's an entertainer. What is she an expert in? Anna Navarro, but even she, again, came off as a Republican expert, not a Republican about her. They really should do the same thing, what was it, the Fox was doing? Outnumbered. Right? That's really what they should do, something along those lines. And then they have some credibility right now. As I like to say, they got nothing. They got nothing, and they'll always have nothing, because they don't know what the truth is. They can't find the truth to save their butts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Merrick Garland, he just stopped short of calling.
So I live in St. Louis. Carson lives in...
You know what I'm saying? It's a matter of considerable concern, he said, in the speech that he was given. It's like, are you for real? Dude, seriously? U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland called the uptick in violent crime in cities across the country, well, it's a matter of considerable concern, but he wouldn't acknowledge it was a crisis. He was in an interview with the NBC's news, Lester Holt. And he wondered whether the rise in violent crime in America is a crisis. Garland didn't use the word crisis, but described the situation as being pretty violent. No, really? I think violent crime is a matter of considerable concern to the country and to the Justice Department, as it should be. But we're too busy trying to find people who don't use or misgender others. That's just as important as putting someone's skull in the street for the money in their purse. I think violent crime is a matter of considerable concern to the country and to the Justice Department, as it should be. The ability of people in our communities to walk their streets of confidence. And safety is another element of democracy in which we live part of our civic life. No, you know what? Never mind. Part of the Justice Department's mission is to protect people of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and even the thugs in the street, not my word. He said the domestic portion includes violent crime. The cooperation of federal law enforcement agencies, such as between the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, is important. Surely where we can combat gun violence. No. You can combat gun violence by adding an arm of mental health to it. That's how you combat it. You're really not interested in fixing it anyway. We know this, right? Garland also cited other issues facing investigators as they try to solve crimes, such as the disconnect between the police and the communities. Of course, what you've done is you've gone back to the crime wave of the 70s in Chicago and New York and other places. And what I mean by that, frankly, is crime is running the streets. People are afraid to say anything because the police can't do anything about it. So you've put us back into an era where everybody was afraid to open their mouths or even look the wrong way because they'd get killed by the gang members, and you guys aren't doing anything about it. Again. Communities have to trust us, he told Holt. We don't get witnesses if they don't trust us. We have to feel comfortable with them. Of course they don't trust you. For that reason, we're pumping hundreds of millions of dollars into police departments and in the communities in a joint effort to battle violent crime. Really? How's that fit him? So does the money go to the question I have? Does the money go to the police department And then when they defund the police, they take that away from them? Goes to some other program? Or how are they framing the word? I've been tainted. I've been at this too long. Right? How did they, you know, frame that word? Right? Defunding or giving money to the police. Does that mean they go ahead and hire counselors for these things or what? Holt also brought up a recent comment by New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who said that criminals no longer respect law enforcement because of the progressive bail rules that allow some to go free, even for serious crimes. Now, Adams lashed out in June. Was it June? Yeah, in June. He lashed out at prosecutors and judges who allow violent offenders to be released back in the streets. No one takes criminal justice seriously anymore, he said. Right? These bad guys no longer take themselves seriously. Or take them seriously. They believe in our criminal justice system. It's the laughing stock. We've become the laughing stock of the planet, really. One of the things they loved about us in other cities, other countries, why they used to love to come here, is because A, the law and order. You know, B, no one was above the law. They thought they could get a fair shake by coming here. The mayor has said several times, you know, with a considerable amount of conversation, that the, you know, they welcome the help of the federal prosecutors. They welcome the help of the federal agents. Why? Because they don't have the money, really, is what it boils down to. He wants them to all work together, too, the prosecutors and all, in a fusion center. Right? They're going to evaluate a list of the top shooters, people who are the most important drivers of violent crime, and nail them. This is nothing new. Really, if you think about it, this is nothing new. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. People, that's why I'm always telling you that we have to be on them. We can't let this just go by. Right? You've got to be on this to make sure that you understand that you know what they're doing. So you can call it out and inform others. It's really the only way we win, when we get out in front of them and show them where they're wrong. Take the wind out of their sails, so to speak. Double to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Well, there you go. Just snap out of it before you get too far into it. Coming to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what you need to be. You need to be part of the solution. Always something to work through, to grab onto. No, seriously. Appreciate the stories you guys are sending me. Lots of stories. Can't read them that fast. But I appreciate you sending them. No. One of you guys already bit me a couple of weeks ago. You sent me a story that wasn't true, and I stupidly read it on the air. Right? Should have never done that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, Joey Manchin. Some of you get mad at me when I do this. I got to give him some credit, though. You got to. He's pushing back against his own party. Everybody says, yeah, he's going to get something out of it. Well, I don't know what he's going to get. You don't think we do the same thing? Why is it okay for us to do it, not them? Because we're righteous about it or something? That makes it okay? I got to ask. I mean, seriously. I mean, I'd love to know where we get. See, either we're people of integrity that will go with the same thing every time, or we won't. That simple. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. What was this whole thing? Maybe somebody else caught it. I don't know. With Kamala. Carmel. Whatever her name is. Right? She was wearing a blue suit. Somebody got really upset about her wearing a blue suit. What's the big deal behind the blue suit? Anybody know? I have no idea. She says, I'm a woman sitting at a table wearing a blue suit. I don't know what it, I have no idea what that meant. I'm not so sure she knew what it meant. And people are still trying to figure out if she knew what it meant. I think she was trying, well, you know what? I think she was trying to say, look at me, I'm here. Right? I'm here. I'm your vice president. I'm willing to speak to these issues. I don't know what she's going to speak to. No, sorry. Here, let me see. You know, I do this all the time, and I can't get it working. But it's all right. I'm going to try anyway. So, Vice President Kamala Harris made a bold declaration from the White House Tuesday. She announced her pronouns and more. She said, I'm Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I'm a woman sitting at a table wearing a blue suit. Left the rest of us just sitting there scratching. Well, really, you scratch your head going, okay, did somebody ask her what color the suit was? What did somebody do to shake her up enough to make her think that we even care what she's wearing? You know, anyone of you guys have a clip that I can play that actually makes sense of something? Makes sense of something she said. Right? She comes up with it. I don't know if she does. She come up with them out of nowhere. She does some basis of reality in them for her, or there's some basis of truth, I should say, in them for her. Right. So let's hear what she had to say, because this is always intriguing to me, always. Come on, you can do this. Done a million times before. Here she is. For your listening pleasure.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome these leaders for coming in to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit. And
now, hold on. Gotta play it again.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome these leaders for coming in to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue...
All right. So the funny part about this, the part I'm enjoying the most, as she's describing this, she has to look at her suit to know that she has a blue one. What did she lose her clothes somewhere? I had to put it back on? Why would she do that? Harris wasn't the only one that interested herself in a cringeworthy fashion. Some of these people were really, I don't even know what word to use. You want to say interesting? I wouldn't call them interesting. Take a listen. Find out.
In the space that has this critical conversation. I'm a Latina with blonde highlighted hair, and I'm wearing a gray blazer over a black shaped dress.
Gray streaked hair. I'm wearing a gray blazer over a black dress. And you... are we for real? Is this what these meetings, the VP meetings, is this what they've come to? All right, one more time for the dull people.
the space to have this critical conversation. I'm a Latina with blonde highlighted hair, and I'm wearing a gray blazer over a black shaped dress.
What does that mean? I mean, for real, overall, what is that? Can one of the females in the chat room, is there a female in the chat room I can't see? Right? What is that? What was all of that about? I have no idea. If you held a gun to my head, I couldn't tell you what to do about that. That's how crazy we've gotten. That's how much we've pushed stupid stuff. Right? I like this one. This one I thought was kind of funny, actually. Tony Dow. Remember Tony Dow from Leave It to Beaver? Yeah. The star is under hospice care. And they've already put out obituaries on the man. Can you imagine lying in bed? You know you're in a place you're going to die. They put you in there to die. He's in hospice care. And he's hearing news stories about him being dead. Come on, that's got to be weird. It's like one of those Twilight Zone movies where you go, no, I'm here. I'm right here. Remember, he's from the Leave It to Beaver days. Anyway, he's known for his role as Wally Cleaver on Leave It to Beaver under hospice care in his last hours. It's a difficult time, Christopher Dow said, his son. He's still alive. But he's in his last hours under hospice care. Dow's management team said that the actor had died in a Facebook post, but the social media post had since been taken down. Most of these people don't even know who this guy is anymore, right? Dow's wife, Lorene Skullkind, yeah, close enough, gave the false information to his management team, his son explained. Right? Now, they got it at TMZ and a few other places. She's very distraught. She believed that her husband was dead. She then told Dow's management team that he's gone. Christopher also shared an update on Facebook, writing, "This is a difficult time. Dad's at home under hospice care for his last hours, or in his last hours. My wife and I are by his side with many friends that have visited him. He has a fighting heart. He'd not given up easy." In May, Skullkind announced his cancer had returned just a month after he celebrated his 77th birthday. You know, again, just the mere fact that somebody put it out there that he was dead, that's double tough. Terrible. Imagine if you were one of his kids or a real close friend of his hearing this, like, for the first time. It'd be a little disconcerting, don't you think? 855, a real... I see it again. 855-732-5563. You guys keep sending me the same story. I got it. I got her. I got the story. All right. Of all people, Joe Rogan finally gives in and says, "Hey, look, guys. You know, we got a problem. All your data ends up in China, no matter what you want to say, what you want to do, what you believe." Right? And he expressed his concerns Tuesday that TikTok, one of the most used social media apps in the world, has got a unique threat to the Americans. Data privacy, data. That's where the security is at. Now, TikTok is owned by ByteDance. Wow. A Chinese company. Right? China's civil military fusion policy and 2017 national intelligence law requires private businesses in China to share information and data at the request of the Chinese government. You would not say, I read TikTok's terms of service. He says, crazy. I guess we'll talk more about this in the next hour. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.